This is CliffCentral.com.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet.
That's right, we can't get enough of Ben singing. It's our favorite thing to start a Friday morning. Hello! Shit, it's cold this morning. I know you expect that for winter, but I drove past the strip club down the road here.
Oh.
No, well, I always drive past the strip club.
Is it business?
Yeah, of course they are.
Got to do a little wave as you drive past.
You think strip clubs care about the economy? Hell no. Hell no.
That's where credit cards go to get dirty.
How did the weather get you onto that story?
No, because
were there naked strippers outside?
No, outside the strip club, they've got a big temperature sign that tells you whether the girl's nipples will be hard or not.
Oh.
-1, it said. What, you didn't know that?
No.
You are so
the thermometer come at you horizontally.
You are so vanilla. For someone who's been
I'm not usually.
For someone
I just
who's
haven't
the,
seen the sign.
You've been in the swinging community. You've done interesting
yeah, I'm
stuff.
Certainly not vanilla.
You've been with women. You don't know that -1 on the side outside the strip club means that the women inside are cold?
Didn't see that.
Someone who's lived.
Yeah, you have not paid attention to the sign.
Oh, you've seen some things, you've done some things.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, look at Ben.
I embraced Ben so lovingly this morning.
Really?
Because I haven't seen him in so long. You guys caught up with him on Monday. I didn't.
Well, can I just make a comment about how you drive in here? Because I drove in just ahead of Sia this morning. He comes in. He's got, first of all,
I don't
pink.
Like where this is
I'm
going. All
right. Coming out, so you better get this party started. His car is bouncing. It's a yes, little car. It's bouncing up and down off the fucking tar. I've never seen such a noisy. It's like I expected the whole Pride parade to pour out of Sia's car.
This was my Friday playlist. If you caught me 2 seconds beforehand, I was listening to Luther Vandross. So
oh, okay.
I'm quite eclectic.
All my love.
What's it? Can I take you out tonight?
Oh,
to
that one.
The movies,
okay.
Right. To the bar. You know? Just, you gotta do what you have to do. And then I was stuck in, you know, some road rage altercation, so I had to skip
you
to
did?
Some
you
rap.
Had, you had road rage?
Music.
What no, happened this just, morning?
I don't know.
It's every morning, isn't it?
I feel like people this time of the morning just don't really know how to drive. So sometimes you gotta, you know.
Sorry, I can't hear you over the noise of your car. See, I'm making a hell of a racket in the parking
Wait,
lot.
Wait, could you really hear it?
Oh, are you kidding?
Time. That means that everyone can hear what's going on in your car at all times.
Wait, through my windows or...
Just through the gaps.
Through my windows.
No, it sounded like you were a moving jukebox.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You're that person, Sia, who forces everybody else to listen to what you're listening to.
I didn't think it was that loud.
I'm going out, so you better get it party started.
I like it when I have to hear other people's conversations when they're on their car phones.
Oh, there's
a Yes. Love that.
It's the greatest.
Are you coming home now? Yeah. Pardon?
What a stupid thing to do.
Now I'm starting to think, what else do people hear when I'm in the car?
They hear you singing. They hear you farting.
Well, there's the root of road rage right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why everyone honks at me all that time.
Stop singing.
Love you. All right.
Oh, no. Whoopsie.
So I got to go and do this Forbes 30 under 30 event today. I was going to say. Look. The obvious thing, let's address the elephant in the room. I'm no longer under 30, but that time passed a long time ago. But they want me to go and talk about podcasting and all this stuff, and I have to pitch up there at like 11:30, and they put me on a stage. And you know, when you have to think about like what to wear for these things, and I don't want to complain too much about this because obviously I'm a grumpy old fuck.
But you will carry on.
Yeah, as an under 50.
No, you have to think about like what to wear for these things because it could be really smart, and then you're the only douchebag who's not in a tie. Plus, it's Forbes magazine. But actually, deep down inside, I don't really care what Forbes magazine do with me. They're going to take a picture and put it in there anyway. And at least, unlike DJ Spoo, I won't be bullshitting people that I'm in Forbes. Ooh. No, I mean, I love Spoo. Don't get me wrong. I love the guy. You know we're good friends. But I can tease him about this because it was ridiculous. Remember he, like, photoshopped himself onto the cover of Forbes magazine?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It was a big controversy a little while ago. So they want me to talk about the rise of podcasting, which really is just the most incredible. Like, suddenly this thing's accelerating like a rocket.
Mm.
Everybody. I've had four people come up to me this week. Every person is trying to make a podcast suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where the fuck were all of you 5 years ago? Anyway, so it's all good because the more people that come, the better. And yesterday I had a really, really, really good catch-up with Unati Nkai, Msengana Nkai. She told me she wants to be known as Unati Nkai again. You know, she and Thomas got this divorce. So we spent a lot of time talking about the divorce. Oh. But she's just so lovely. I could spend hours with Unati. I wouldn't get bored. We talked. We laughed. She was screaming with laughter at one point. We had a very nice meal. I had this thing, which is the best lunch.
Ooh.
They do like a steak, but they put it into strips with some rocket, and they make this sauce with a tomato, and they call it... It's not even on the menu anymore, but I go there and they know to bring it. It's just fantastic. I say to them, you know what, my woman goes, yes, I'll bring your thing.
You really are becoming old grumpy man.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's like an old grumpy man thing.
I get my thing.
And the happiness.
Oh, I don't want this bloody menu. Where's that thing with the thing?
I said to her, can you make this? She says, no problem. No,
that's no problem. That I used to have in 2003.
Yes, Granddad. Well, dust that.
Same dust guys.
Dust be off for you.
Yeah, they do. So they looked after me and Unati, and we sat there and bitched about other people, and it was just fantastic. Anyway.
Good bitching session every now and then.
Yeah, well, so we decided we're going to go to the strip club soon. Oh. Unati and I are going, and we're going to go, and we need an ambulance outside afterwards because we're going to have that big a night.
Oh, wait.
And we're going to each budget like a huge amount of money. And then pool our money for strippers and drinks.
I know this is
isn't that a good plan?
That sounds so good.
That's going to be fantastic. I'll let you know when it is.
It's my style. I went on a...
You want to come?
Well, I might just.
Come, yeah.
The last time I had a really big night, I took an Uber there and an ambulance back.
There we go. That's our plan.
I really did.
That's our plan for tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow.
Is that like Uber Red?
What happened?
I needed to go to the emergency room for... My kneecap was exposed, and I had to have 40 stitches.
Wait, from the strip club?
No.
What did you do? Oh. Fall off the stage?
No, I fell in the street onto a beer bottle on my knee.
That is such a drunk people problem.
I had to have internal stitches.
Oh, God.
And then external stitches.
Oh, you just made me think of it. I met this dude the other day who's torn his bicep off at the elbow.
Yeah. And it rolls up towards your shoulder.
Oh, dear. Almost like you could hear that twang.
So anyway, Unati and I spent this afternoon yesterday just planning the next thing. Randall's having a big birthday party because it's his big 5-0.
So he's also going to the strip club.
Yeah, but we'll do this. So we're going to do his 50th first, and that's going to be a big bash, and then we'll... Give it a couple of weeks, and then we'll do the big strip club night. But it's going to be amazing.
I know this is an amateur question to ask, but in America, the whole strip club culture is like, yeah, you just throw dollars at them, and you know, just $1 bill is still a note that you can throw at a stripper. What?
No, you don't throw $1. You'll get kicked out of there.
So I don't know. What do you do in South Africa?
Strippers in that country.
You know, How much is appropriate to
you know the right
get
person?
A stripper?
You want to talk to someone about this? See if you can get Sivengesi on the line, because he told me he was in Atlanta where they have more strip clubs than anywhere else.
It's true that, yeah.
White girls, black girls, girls with big Kim Kardashian booties, trannies, you get anything
red
you want.
Red and yellow, black and white,
that's
all
right.
Are precious in his sight.
That's right. There we are. That's turning a Christian hymn into
a stripper anthem.
Yeah, very good.
See, you just, here, you don't throw the bills. Mm. You kind of have it done, and then you sheepishly walk towards a counter with your credit card. Mm. It's not quite as glamorous as you think, but that's how strip clubs are.
Because I was going to say, throwing 5 rand coins must hurt a hell of a lot.
See, here's an actual clip from what goes on in a strip club in America. Here you go. This is what you see outside the strip club, the guy advertising. Listen to this. This is the guy advertising the strip club for anyone who's never been to one in America. All right. Listen to this. This outside, listen to this guy. He's going to tell you what's available, all right? And you know. You know what's up for grabs. Get your wallet out. You got to make sure you got cash in there. Because strippers don't like credit cards.
All of the cash.
Cash, baby. That's right. Here he comes. Listen to this guy.
Hey, pussy, pussy, pussy. Come on in, pussy lovers. Here at the City Twister, we're slashing pussy in half. Mm-hmm. Give us an offer on a vast selection of pussy. This is a pussy blowout. All right, we got white pussy, black pussy, Spanish pussy, yellow pussy. We got hot pussy, cold pussy. We got wet pussy. We got smelly pussy, we got hairy pussy, bloody pussy, we got snapping pussy, we got silk pussy, velvet pussy, nalga high pussy, we even got horse pussy, dog pussy, chicken pussy. Come on, you want pussy? Come on in, pussy lovers. If we don't got it, you don't want it. Come on in, pussy lovers.
Yeah, baby, that's what we're
talking about.
I don't
know who was more horrified, Seal or I.
I always forget how rough Lottie Jackson's voice used to be.
Hey, Siv, is that you?
Yeah,
hey, sorry to wake you up, dude.
All good.
I needed to ask you about something I know you're an expert on, because we spoke about this in New York.
This poor guy.
You told me about the strip clubs in Atlanta.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I mean, come on. Tell people. Listen, do you want 5 minutes to, like, brush your teeth and wake up or something? Make yourself presentable? Or are you lying down at the moment?
Yeah, I'm lying. Come on.
Okay, just sit up so that I can hear you properly.
I'm up. Sorry, dude.
All right, so tell us, because when you and I were saying goodbye to each other in New York the other day, well, it feels like the other day, it was in October last year, you told me about these amazing strip clubs in Atlanta, and you said that they have just the greatest range of everything. It's just the most beautiful place, and you can find girls that would be a 10 anywhere else in the world. In these strip clubs, they look like a 6. Is that right?
Yeah. Atlanta has the greatest strip clubs I've ever been to. They have like a strip club tour.
You can get
every night.
You can get on a bus and you can go from strip club to strip club like you would visit the homes of the stars, right?
Oh. Yeah, it's incredible. It's unbelievable. And I have women who look like movie ladies from this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, no, it is unbelievable. I'll go again.
And you told me they treated you like gold because you're from South Africa. They thought you were fantastic. They like the accent. They find it all very curious. Yeah,
they didn't seem as desperate as strip clubs here. You know what I mean?
Mm.
They just seem very much more chilled, you know?
Yeah.
And it didn't feel sleazy. And, oh, there's another strip club that has all retired strippers.
Retired strippers.
What?
Older 50-year-old woman, 55, like retired ones. Like when strippers go to die.
But what's interesting about that is even the old ladies who've really been putting their shoulder to the grindstone for years, they have a place they can go and work in their 50s and 60s, and they get work. They make a living.
There's this one lady, a white lady, you know, like big boobs. And if you give her a good tip, she squishes cans between her boobs.
She squishes what between her boobs?
Coke cans.
Oh, beautiful. Does she crush them as well by smashing her boobs against them?
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing. What a talent. All right, well, I can hear you. I'm sorry to wake you up, but we needed your expertise on this. So.
Jeez, what an awakening.
All right, dude. Fine. Have a happy day. There's nothing better than waking up to talk about strippers first thing on a Friday morning. Enjoy your weekend, dude.
Enjoy.
All right, brother. Bye-bye. There's Sivan Gyesi. Well, I told you. He knows.
You learn something new every day.
He was probably somewhere last night at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock and partying
like
it up.
5:30 more.
Maybe.
Seeing people,
sounds tired.
People smash cans.
Mm.
Between their boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Shucks. Well, yesterday, can I just get this off my chest now? I was...
Well, no one's stopping you.
Don't stop me. No.
Go on.
I was with a friend of mine and her boyfriend who are visiting town. And I decided I was going to take them out for dinner. It was late dinner because it was like 9:30 already. But I went over to their place where they're staying with a relative, and my friend was still getting ready while her boyfriend was finishing just a light meal. So while she's getting ready and I see her out of the corner of my eye, and the bathroom is down the corridor, so she kept on like peeking out the door, and we're having a conversation, and she goes back into the bathroom and she's brushing her teeth and she finishes off. Mm-hmm. And
you two could do well to learn some time management.
Well, yeah.
You could talk to each other, like civilized people.
Still getting ready, yeah, and I mean, going out, Jesus, for dinner.
On a Thursday?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a friend. I don't see her often.
All right.
You know, and then the boyfriend finishes off his meal and mm-hmm. decides that he wants to brush his teeth before we leave. Mm-hmm. He goes off into the bathroom. I had to walk down the corridor and I spotted him using the same toothbrush that she was using.
I sometimes don't
know. Not all plaque is equal. Not all bad breath is equal.
I don't even want to use my own toothbrush sometimes. I have to crack open a new one.
Yeah, I have to
run mine
under super hot water.
So where were you all last night? Because people made me seem like the craziest man on earth.
It's like using the same piece of toilet paper after the next person.
This is their justification. After, you know, we had all settled down and we were out for drinks, and I didn't bring it up to mock and shame them. But since we're close, I really wanted to find out. And so I said, you know, what's going on? Did someone forget something? And they're like, oh, you know, I forgot my toothbrush, but it's no big deal. Mm. And everyone around the circle who's been in long-term relationships says, this isn't a thing at all.
Oh, no, I've heard lots of people do it. I don't understand it.
I thought, you know what, maybe I just don't get it because I've never been in such a serious long-term relationship. But people started talking about how they have shared bath water with their spouse. Someone else said that they can use the bathroom with their spouse at the same time. So if someone is in the shower, they can gladly go and sit on the can.
No.
And
no, this is not acceptable. So
I think that is odd.
We're going to ask the only person in the room who has experience. They're in a relationship. They live with someone. Ben, you and Daniela even have separate toilet areas.
I think that's key. Like I have my toilet. And I didn't go near hers.
Which is down two flights of stairs or something, right?
Down at the bottom. It's very confined.
In the dungeons.
Yeah. But like, I get that because a lot of people feel that it's an intimacy thing and they feel they have to do it to show each other the love.
Oh, bullshit.
And all that kind of
stuff. That's some bullshit.
But you don't have to do that. You can do that by doing nice things like dinners and weekends away. You don't have to do it by like cracking one off.
You don't even have to sleep in the same bed. They're not rules for this.
Because it's about trying to keep things sexy, I think. That's an important thing to always try to do.
Look, and don't give me this whole thing of, well, we're already in each other's mouths and, you know, we're so close. And not at all. And there's no excuse, in my opinion, right now. You've been at
the
airport.
You know that's
you've traveled.
Do you know how you know that's wrong?
You can get a toothbrush somewhere.
You know what's wrong with that? You would never, like, drink a shot glass of someone else's saliva. That's revolting.
Oh, that is.
You know?
But then there is the kissing thing.
You kiss them. No, but that's. But you're not going to take a shot of saliva.
You get more saliva from kissing than from using their toothbrush.
Yes, but it's different. It's the way you do. It's like you don't eat. You don't eat chili on its own, but you put it on the food and then it's nice.
I suppose we share toilet brushes.
Well, yeah, but you're
but
not
that's
putting
not
that
going
on.
Inside you.
Exactly.
Well, it's not so, like in Roman times where that brush is on your asshole, though.
Yes, exactly.
Another person.
The Romans used to use a stick with a like some kind of spongy thing on the end of it, and then they'd rub that in their ass crack.
And they would all do it in the town square.
And dip it in.
That's how you wiped your ass.
And another person around the table said they have no issue at all popping their partner's pimples.
Oh, please. Can we stop this conversation? It's so gross. It is so disgusting.
Just thought it is a whole new level
there
to getting
people,
close.
There are people who get off on that stuff. They're like, I love it. I know people like that. Didn't Damon used to do that?
I don't want to.
Jesus,
I don't even
want
to do that to myself. And now you're doing it and sharing it with someone else. Yeah, I thought maybe it's not for me, this relationshiping thing.
Who's this who's just sent this to me now? Someone says here that they agree with Ben. Do not share a bathroom, buy a dishwasher, and girls do not fart.
Well, they shouldn't.
Yeah. It is healthier. It is healthier to share your toothbrush than your hairbrush, according to somebody. I don't believe that for a second.
I wouldn't share a hairbrush unless with anybody.
Unless someone's got lice. But, I mean, do people still get lice?
Well, children do at school.
No, but all the grease and the flakes. When someone says to me, do you have a brush I can use? I'm like, no, I don't. I'm sorry.
Then someone else has just let us know that they are on top of the story about Harry and Meghan coming.
Yes.
So exciting. People are very on top of this. And the palace has confirmed, because of what Nigel Casey said at the event that Sia was at on Wednesday, that Harry and Meghan are coming in September.
And baby Archie.
Baby Archie. Yeah, hello, I'm baby Archie. I'm the latest addition to the royal family.
He'll be 5 months old by
then. Does he already have a baritone at 5 months?
Yeah, because he's grown up on a East End, right? Sorry for getting you worked up early in the morning, G. Definitely came from a 100% fan. Oh, this is someone who brought up that Roger Good was stealing material. And then I got an email from somebody yesterday. And by the way, I mean, I'm not surprised by that at all. I went on a big rant on Wednesday morning. And then someone said it's not just them. And I know this, but I don't want to hear it, please. I don't know who this is who sent this to me, but they're apologizing here. They said, I'm a 100% fan. Unfortunately, these stations play in my office every day, so I can't help but notice these things. I know there's not really anything original anymore, but it pisses me off that they're so blatant about this. Get your own content and stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. P.S. Love you guys, and thanks for the great fun every day. That's from Sarah. Well, Sarah, you sent me into a wild fucking temper on Wednesday, but I'm over it now, so... Don't worry, everything's better. I did get another message, though, from somebody else who said that they listened to one of these other radio stations, and they're doing the same thing. They're all just kind of copying what we... Because, you see, our stuff is now recorded, and you can listen to it whenever. So these dumb morning DJs who, really, they finish work at 9, and then they go home and masturbate. And they listen to us, because that's where they get every idea in their... Thick heads.
Can you imagine that? Said by Sia, and this guy's just having a crank.
Yeah, definitely.
Why did you have to use my feature?
Yeah, really. So this is what goes on. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah, so I sent it to Sia. He didn't print it for me this morning because he knew it pissed me off.
Isn't it right next to
this,
you?
This is from Mike.
It is there.
Right next to your hand.
All right, Mike is here. Mike from Durban. He says, after yesterday's show, you're all right, it's printed, but I went and found it on my laptop. Trying to do a million things here. After yesterday's show, you spoke about radio stations stealing Cliff Central content. I'm sure that radio and podcast competitors have a dedicated someone to troll the airwaves or the internet for ideas, and they can take their business to a different level. When I drove to work and home in Durban, I used to listen to East Coast for traffic updates. I work in an area close to Durban port, hence there are regular traffic issues, so I need a heads up. What has become more evident during the 20-minute trip is that they advertise things I've already heard on Cliff Central. You interview a guest, a week or so later, they're advertising a podcast interview download with the very same person. Hmm. Look, that might also be because these people are in the news. You know, they might have written a book or...
Or they might be here from somewhere else.
So that's not necessarily them copying. I'm not going to be precious about that. But it's the way we do things here is very different to the way radio does things. And then I hear it popping up. So this is also what Mike from Durban seems to say. You come up with an idea. They say, great idea. Let's get them on. They also have a segment called The Top 5 Things. Sound familiar? You recently had a chat about Instagram limiting the likes. I was driving to work and they were discussing the very same issue in the same way you did. It drives me crazy. But what are you going to do?
You know, Gareth, this is the burden of being a maverick.
Oh, man, Ben.
I live with that.
All right.
I mean, do you think Louis Vuitton... sit around the boardroom table every week and go, oh, why do they keep coughing up bags? Why?
No, that's true.
They expect it.
All right. Thank you, Ben. You made me feel better. You compared me to an old bag.
Or a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah, but granddad over here is obviously going to go that route, isn't he?
Leading the fashion industry.
He's just upset he doesn't have his slippers on.
Don't
this
be
morning.
Such pussies, says someone. When you're really in a relationship with someone, you swap fluids. We can do... cunnilingus and blowjobs, but not share a toothbrush once or twice.
But that's different, though. To Gareth's point earlier, cunnilingus, blowjob, all those kind of things, those are intimate actions. and personal actions.
And you're doing them for fun. You're not doing them because you have to clean your teeth.
Like the other stuff, like it's just you have to have things that, I mean, need to stay precious, need to stay new and clean and fresh.
Yeah.
And taking a shit when someone's taking a shower, that's...
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's bad for the relationship in another way, because I think you want to maintain a little mystery. The minute you know absolutely everything, the darn dirty details of what that person's stool sample is like, I just don't think it leaves much room for romantic thought.
Can you imagine a romantic novel saying, and Sandra got into the shower and lathered herself up with the soap, and Pete was putting a press on, he had just had a tucker, and boy, was he really grimacing at the fact that those stools were coming out slower than he hoped. Sandra leant out with her sultry look and said, Pete, are you okay?
Yeah, no, said Pete, while the squirting and fizzing noises came out of his asshole.
Is that going to be a romantic novel?
No. It's going to be revolting. Anyway, you know,
some people don't flinch at this. Clearly,
no. Well, listen.
If you go on a first, put it back to this, right? If you're on a first date, having a shower and a guy comes and takes a shit, would that be a good first date?
No.
No, exactly. So use that as your benchmark and keep that where it is.
In conclusion, they aren't my friends anymore.
It's just like if you're having dinner and someone starts clipping their toenails or whatever. Ugh. Is that a first date?
It's a first opportunity to kick them the hell out of your space.
I was on a first or second or third, I don't know, date with this guy I picked up from Tinder.
Well, with you, it's usually a blur between the first and the fifth, because you usually drink a bit to make it easier.
And we were in the bedroom, and he went to the loo, and I thought, well, obviously he's just going for a wee, hopefully, please God.
Gone for a long time, was he?
And then I heard farts, and I thought...
You heard the farts.
I heard farts, and
you
I thought...
A lot of them?
Yeah, and I thought, oh, shame, that's like he's farting while he's having a wee, it happens to all of us, I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that. Then he starts having a conversation with me, going, oh, do you remember seeing so-and-so and more farts? I then realized he was on the loo talking to me through a poo. Oh. Have you ever?
What do you do? Do you reply? Normal. Do you talk to him?
I was really between a rock and a hard place. I didn't know what to do. It was like that.
And Leanne, when you break things off with someone like this...
Well, he was breaking things off with her.
Well, the problem is this guy was a bit psycho. He threatened to come after me when we broke up. He used to work at...
Sounds like a real winner.
Ernst & Young.
Oy, oy, oy.
And
so he had a proper job.
Yeah, and eventually...
Good-looking dude? What was he?
I remember calling you, Gareth. It was years and years and years ago. And I said, this guy's threatening me. And
was I helpful?
Do you have a lawyer I can chat to or something? I think he gave me someone's number. I can't really remember. Everything was a haze.
Sure.
But yeah, I basically said to him, I'm going to go to Ernst & Young and tell them what you're doing. He stole all my antidepressants, but he actually ate them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was a crackpot.
Yeah. Weird, man.
What a straight... You've really had you've had some fantastic relationships, haven't you? All right, quick thing.
Wouldn't call it that.
I mentioned, and you know that Michael from Kolkakio is the founder. He and his wife, Kinga, they started Kolkakio. They've got this Dacha pizza, which he said is just getting so much attention in the news, and he can't believe it. It's been in the Sun newspaper in the UK. And he says it's like he can't even believe people are that interested in it, because really it's got a little bit of cannabis, and it's not going to make you high.
Is it like a CBD oil in the sauce that they put on it?
I think so. I don't know. We must maybe talk to him about it, because he said it's just unreal how many people are interested. But then I saw this great ad yesterday. One of my friends sent it to me from Arcade, which is obviously the place in Cape Town. I've been there a couple of times. It's just full of like hot models, and they're all super thin, and there is not one ugly person. I think at Arcade they
What is it, a restaurant?
No, it's like a club, but it's just this empty room with a bar. And they've got neon signs on the walls, and it's concrete on the floor and concrete on the walls. And so it's an Arcade. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it, but it's always full of just fantastically good-looking people. Always. I am always the ugliest person there when I arrive, which is exactly what I love, by the way. If I'm the benchmark for the low end, it means everyone there is beautiful. So I'm happy. Anyway, Arcade put out this this ad saying, yes, we heard Calcacchio have put CBD on their pizzas. And no, we're not going to put cocaine on ours now.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? I love that.
That reminds me, I have a little gift. Is this from Gord?
Yes, Gord has sent Ben and Leanne some cannabis chocolate.
Very nice.
It won't make you high. It's just
CBD rich.
I got a condom as well.
And you got a condom, Ben. An XXX Amsterdam condom with the Coke logo, except it says cock.
Cock. Taste the difference.
Yes. Cock. Taste the difference. You like that, huh? Very good. All right. Time for us to check in on the five things you need to know this morning. Let's love Fridays because it's politics free. But did you see the story about Tiso Blackstar? Now, let me explain. Tiso Blackstar are the company that was spun out of Times Media Limited, right? Times Media Limited own a bunch of different assets. They own the Sunday Times, the Business Day, Financial Mail. They also own, there's some other digital businesses.
Magazines.
They do events. It's a big media company. I mean, the Sunday Times, even though it's a absolute rag, it's got nothing, no value between those covers. Nothing. You'd be better off reading your toilet paper. And the Sunday Times is still worth something because it's the biggest weekly paper. Now they're selling everything.
Sure, it's a big thing.
They have signed an agreement to sell all of this stuff to something called the Lebashe Investment Group, which, by the way, is the group that Bantu Holomisa has been... They've smothered him. He's not allowed to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's been gagged by the court. Because he wants to tell the story of how these guys in the Lebashe Media Group, that these guys are all crooks. And he said that this money is illicitly stolen from the PIC, the Public Investment Corporation. So they're obviously making a big grab for media assets so that they can control the way people think. Mm. Which is such an old way of thinking. I mean, you can see like someone's taking a page out of Stalin's book here. They don't realize that the internet is a thing and that even poor people in this country have data. So the stupid idiots at the Lebashe Investment Group, whoever they are going to buy up the Sunday Times, Business Day, Financial Mail. Tisa said it reached an agreement on the terms, which will sell its media broadcasting and content businesses in Ghana, Nigeria, and Kenya, plus its South African radio assets to Lebashe. Now, look, if you're the Tiso Blackstar Group, this is manna from heaven, because it means you can get out before all these assets become worthless.
Completely.
So good for them. But this is not good. I would love to hear what Bantu Holomisa knows, but he can't talk because he's been gagged. So there's something going on here. We believe that Lebashe provides a compelling growth opportunity for the media broadcasting and content businesses in the Tiso Blackstar stable. Our combination of expertise and Pan-African specialization, technology, and financial acumen make us the ideal partner to take this business to the next level. I don't know about that. But watch this space. There's still this huge hole in the ground in Rosebank where Times Media Limited used to be. Remember, they knocked down their building and
always construction
turned into the world's
there.
Dirtiest swimming pool for a while. I don't even know where they are anymore. They've got a maybe they've got like a skokok that they've put up on the road to Mpumalanga or something.
No, they're in town.
They're in town.
Yeah,
town.
What's that area called near Wits?
What like?
I have this massive building there. No, not Bromfontein. Parktown.
Parktown?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. A petrol drop is scheduled.
Woo!
For July. Don't get your hopes too high up because if...
Have we had the one that they said we were going to have already?
This is the one that I think was mooted. But don't get too excited. If Iran and America do go to war, it's obviously going to change. But... motorists can expect a decrease in petrol for July. According to the Automobile Association, petrol is expected to drop by 86 cents a litre. Yes!
Do we know when in July? Because I'm on empty and it's the 28th of June. Do I wait?
Yeah, you're going to have to fill up. You won't get to work. 68 cents for diesel and illuminating paraffin by 58 cents. Decrease is due to lower international oil prices. So there we go. June was the weakest month for oil in the last quarter. Crude briefly slipping below $60 a barrel. So that's why
the price was survived by the bombings survived the price. Which way is it around?
No, the price survived
the price
bombings.
Survived the bombings. Oh, yeah. Not the bombings, but the explosions on the ships.
Do you want some of that Vitblitz in
I
that
think,
bottle over
I
there?
I need a are little bit of a warm-up.
Are you having a stroke?
More than 70 workers at the West Vaal Hospital have not received salaries for 4 months. Mm-hmm. Podisa Clinics took the West Vaal Hospital over in October last year and says that the company's not registered with SARS or the pension fund. The employees say that although they get payslips every month, which reflect all the deductions, they don't get their salaries. This is outrageous.
Yeah. Ew.
So there's
how,
this guy,
how do you even survive if you don't if you have like a bond and monthly payments?
Well, I'm going to name and shame the guys from Podisa Clinics. There's a guy called Nkaki Matlala, who's shifting the blame to JM Capital Africa, who's supposed to be in charge of payments. But dude, you employ these people. Can you imagine if I said, however, we've got 10 people who work here or whatever it is, 12. If I said to them, you know, we're not going to pay you. For 2 months, you don't get your money. And then you come to me and you say, well, why am I not getting paid? And I go, oh, no, it's our payments company. That's not an excuse.
No.
It's outrageous. I think that this Podisa Clinics, we should look into them. Sounds like a fly-by-night or someone's buddy or aunt or uncle who's got a tender and they don't give a shit about the people who work for them. It's outrageous. Oh, this is horrible. You know, we spoke about those homeless guys who've been killed in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
The police have identified 3 of the homeless men who killed in Pretoria. The men all fell victim to so-called capital killer while they were asleep. Police are appealing to anyone with info to come forward. Authorities say they're in the process of locating their families and informing them of the deaths.
I mean, what on earth could the motivation be?
It's weird, right? It's homeless people. It's not like you're going to steal anything from them.
It has to be a mental thing.
Yeah, it's just such an ugly story. So that's all we know so far. But if you know anything, you better tell the police, please. We need to find out what's going on here. And then Lanx S. Chrome, that's a mine, say the 9-day underground sit-in protest in Rustenburg is over. Well, I didn't even know it was on. But there we go, it's over. So if, you,
sure,
if you're buying chrome, then this is good news for you. The company's reached an agreement with the National Union of Metal Workers. More than 290 employees staged the sit-in to protest the alleged sexual harassment and dismissal of 56 employees. 12 striking workers had to be hospitalized due to limited food and water intake. I mean, that's horrendous. The CEO of the mine said, for us, the main priority was the fact that the employees have come up from underground. The well-being of our employees is the main priority. Well, Ben Marais, the CEO of Lanxess Chrome. First of all, you got to fix that name because that is a terrible name for a business.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I didn't know how to say it.
I thought it was it's like that sex cult in America. There's this Nick Svim or whatever that they've bust wide open. There's this guy who he's this creepy-looking dude, and he had all these women, including the girl who played Superman's girlfriend on Smallville. She's an actress, and she was pulled in. This thing's
right.
Called Lanxess Vim, or you can't pronounce it like Lanxess Chrome. Stupid name. It's Lanxess. So Ben Marais, the CEO, let's name and shame him as well. These guys are, your employees are complaining. They're not saying you're not paying me, which is bad enough, but they're saying there's sexual harassment going on. You've dismissed some employees. Explain yourself. I mean, these guys are coming up. They're being hospitalized. Mm. It's terrible. Sure. It's hard being a mine worker, man. So there we go. That's the news. Those are the things you need to know today. It is 18 minutes to 7. Bitcoin's at 10,976, dropping down from a high of about 13,000 earlier this week. But it's still looking strong. Ethereum at $294. And Ben has some sport for us. Go ahead, Ben.
I do, Gareth. The Cricket World Cup rolls on to the final fours. It's Super Rugby semi-final time. And Neymar wants to go back to Barcelona. Now, I know what you're saying. Cricket World Cup, who cares? Well, I guess.
What, just because South Africa's out?
Africa's out. Afghanistan is out. West Indies are now out because they got absolutely hammered by India yesterday. But it's still a good tournament. It's still a good tournament because there's still the best teams. Unfortunately, South Africa aren't among the best teams anymore. But that is a reality that you really should have come to terms with right now.
Yes.
If you just woke up this morning and said, what, South Africa aren't a great cricket team anymore? Well, get out of the rock that you've been under for the last while.
Get with it, you moron.
Just get with it. So, this is the interesting dynamic that is taking place right now at Cricket World Cup 2019 in England. England might not make the semi-finals. Shock, horror, I know what you're saying, but they're the best team in the world, according to the English people in the beginning. Yeah, well, they got a bit of a tough run in. So if we look at the log right now, Australia, you got to hand it to these guys.
Yeah.
A bunch of cheats.
Yes, of course.
They were absolutely dog shit at cricket not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they just get, they've got balls, clearly.
Well, they tamper with them. Yes, clearly. They have them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you, I guess we know right there.
Sure.
And they are top of the log. They've played 7, they've won 6.
Sure.
They've got 12 points. India are unbeaten. The only reason they're not top of the log is because they play one less match than the Australians and one of the games is rained out. But they're incredible. They've got strength and power and panache, pizzazz, dynamism, uniqueness. You can use whatever adjectives you want. India are going to win the World Cup. I know it's going to be, it was always the case long ago.
Yep.
But they will do it. But, I mean, let's just go with the facade while we got it. New Zealand are in third. Yeah, they've played 7. They've got 11 points. And again, that's a ragtag bunch of guys that managed just to do the most with their resources. And, I mean, it's just a shame that New Zealand can get a better cricket team than South Africa. And England, they're currently in 4th. But this is where it gets very interesting. They've played 7 as of Bangladesh, as of Pakistan. And they're 1 point ahead of Bangladesh, okay?
Yeah.
They're 1 point ahead of Pakistan. But now Sri Lanka, could they be the surprise package? Well, they are the Proteas' next opponents, so they're looking good for 2 points there. Now, Sri Lanka have played one less than England, and they're on 6, so if they win the next game against South Africa, most likely, then they'll go to the same points as England. So now, England are in a four-horse battle here, Gareth.
Tell us about it.
Battle. To try and make it to the end. A team that was just so good in the beginning, but they'd lost Jason Roy. Now, Jason Roy was the South African guy who got them off to a rattling good start. Now, once England get a good start, then their guys can just come out swinging and keep going and get the big scores, and their bowlers can then defend it. But they haven't had the big scores, so they haven't been able to win. So today we'll see Sri Lanka versus SA. But now, the interesting thing is, Pakistan have got a chance to crack on as well. They'll take on Afghanistan tomorrow, Saturday. Then we've got New Zealand versus Australia, but don't care too much about that match because both of those guys are essentially going to be in the semis. Then England, desperate for a win. Who do they play? India.
Oh boy.
No chance there, yeah. Sorry. So suddenly Pakistan, they've just beaten Afghanistan. They're now ahead of England in the hypotheticals. West Indies then take on Sri Lanka. So Sri Lanka could have 2 out of 2 here in their last 2 matches. Suddenly they're putting pressure on England too. Then India will play Bangladesh. So Bangladesh are probably going to fall out of the running. Sorry, Bangladesh, but that's just how it goes. Then England on Wednesday have New Zealand. New Zealand are a good side. So if they lose that one too, it's bye-bye England.
Oh, that would be really
devastating.
And the
tears. And the tears.
Because the English don't handle this well, especially on home turf.
Well, Ginger Johnny Bairstow says that the press have just been waiting for them to fail so they can jump on them and say all these horrible things. So, I mean, look, it's victim mentalities. It's all coming to fall into pieces, really. And I can tell you what, for the neutral out there, this is just the best thing ever. Because a World Cup is not a World Cup unless England have completely capitulated. And they're doing it differently this time. So you've got to give A for effort and the creativity. And like I always say, English sport, particularly cricket, is so good for the greater scheme of things. They're so entertaining. So that's how it's going to be. We're going to have Pakistan and Sri Lanka fighting for the fourth position, along with India, Australia and New Zealand in the playoffs. So if that doesn't get you re-excited, reignited towards the Cricket World Cup, then maybe you just hate cricket.
Right.
Which is fair. You're totally entitled to. Yesterday, there was the big clash in AFCON. Algeria versus Senegal. Algeria won. Can't say the standard of football's been fantastic at AFCON. And of course, Bafana, they are there. They lost their opening match to Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast. I don't see why people call it Cote d'Ivoire.
No, we're not French. Say Ivory Coast.
Say bloody Ivory Coast.
It's like we don't have to say I said yesterday. And there was actually an email about this. We don't have to call it Swatini. We call it Swaziland because that's what English is for Swaziland.
That's okay. Anglicization for you.
We don't go Paris when we talk about Paris. We don't go Milano when we talk about Milan.
Oof.
Right?
Yeah, stop trying to sound fancy.
We don't say
fancy.
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Stop trying to sound fancy.
Barcelona.
Well, South Africa are taking on Namibia. So they're going to take on the might of Namibia tonight at 10 o'clock.
Don't you mean in Namibia?
from the Al Salam Stadium, where I'm sure it's hotter than the devil's armpit there. Yeah. They're playing Egypt right now. And then obviously the South Africa's chance of qualifying are slim to bugger all, as they always are. But then again, expectations are in check for that. I don't think the nation will mourn when their final match against Morocco ends badly.
No.
But hey, let's be more positive, right? Sure. Let's go to Super Rugby, where South Africa's only chance of making it... Sorry, that's finished last week. The fixtures then. So this weekend, it'll be the top of African conference, the Hagawadeth versus the Brumbies. That'll be at 1:05 tomorrow morning. Yeah, great time to watch some rugby. But then again, it's South America for you. It's their team. It's their chance. Now, if the Hagawadeth beat the Brumbies, they'll be going to Christchurch, the wonderful metropolis of Christchurch. Dreadful place. It was pretty average before the earthquake, and now it's just god-awful. But that's where the Super Rugby final will be. Sorry to break it to you, because they will beat the Hurricanes.
Really.
No one's good enough to beat the Crusaders, right? And especially not at home. That dreary 15,000-person stadium which they have to go to. So that will be Super Rugby. But you've known this for quite some time, too. The Crusaders will win that. So basically, next Saturday, they'll be taking on the Hagawadeth. I can't see the Brumbies winning. I just can't do it. And the Hagawadeth, to their credit, they are basically fielding their national team. So there you go. If you are watching the Women's World Cup, well, England currently beat Norway to go into the finals. And the other semi-final will take place tonight.
We can really fast forward through this. We don't have to pretend to pay lip service to the Women's World Cup. No one's watching. Come on.
But I just did.
Yeah, I know.
Don't ever be knowing I didn't.
Right.
Neymar, look, he's a bit of a useless toe rag, let's be honest. He's overpriced, overhyped.
Toe rag?
And he's always kind of injured. He's always got a sob story. He's always falling down. He went to PSG for all the money, right? Because he thought, yeah, cool. Obviously, I'm Neymar. It's going to be amazing. PSG have done bugger all ever since. They've got these big players. They've done absolutely squat. They get knocked out of the Champions League in the quarterfinals. And here he is going, oh, I really want to go back to Barcelona. But why would Barcelona want to take this guy back? First, he needs to basically say, look, guys, I'm taking a massive cut. I'm going to come to you for like cents on the dollar here.
Bargain basement.
I'm going, I mean, you could basically group on me back into the team. That's what Neymar really should be saying. But no, this useless little toe rag will probably go and say, yeah, well, I'm worth the same as Eden Hazard or other stuff and current good players.
Uh-huh.
But why would you want him? Why would anyone want this guy? He's very injury prone. Sure, he's got talent. There's something about him. Of course, he's like Brazilian wonder kid who just didn't really kind of go much further than that. There's so many better players. There's so many better value players out there. And I think this guy shot himself in the foot. And he's also got rape allegations against him. But let's not pry into that this year, because it's unconfirmed.
No, we don't want to. We don't want to.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Sure, of course.
And finally, it's 392 days, 6 hours, 8 minutes, and 23 seconds until the Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
Oh.
How exciting.
Yes.
Well, yes, if you also want to melt to death. Because now the last time Tokyo had the Olympics, it was in October. Because October isn't particularly hot month in Tokyo. I tell you what is, July.
Holy mackerel!
It's going to get to like 40 there. It's humid, it's hot.
My word.
People are already like they're saying, like, you know, there's been heat waves. People have died. People who've just been walking the street and like walking the dogs have been dying in Tokyo.
Jeez.
But there it is.
All right.
Look forward to 40 degree temperatures, because that's just how things work nowadays. And the highest recorded temperature in the Olympic history was 36, and that was in Athens. So yeah, good luck competing and being an athlete in that.
All right, very good.
That's pretty much all I've got for you today.
Well, that's enough. I don't have any problems with that. Thank you, Ben. You know, we've been talking all week about what you say and whether you mean it or not. You know, hashtag let's be honest. We've got some great emails and some great contributions on the line here. Lots of people commenting on Facebook as well. Today is the last of the Coronation Let's Be Honest conversations that we've been having all week. And I think this has been really helpful. CS said it's helped him to tidy up his language. He's more aware of saying things that he doesn't mean.
Great. I think it's very, very useful.
And we've been talking about this all week, from office talk to small talk to sweet little lies to the things that men and women say, which mean something completely different. Thanks to you, we got some pretty damn decent messages on WhatsApp, social media. We've had close to 200 comments to add to the conversations. And one thing is clear. Next time someone says, we must meet for coffee sometime, or no offense, but, or I'll be there in 5 minutes, yeah, we
especially
know.
If CS says, I'll meet you for dinner in 5 minutes. We know he's lying.
Yeah, so we know now. This has been a very helpful exercise. Here are a few of the messages from Temba Kao, who says, when you fall and get hurt and you're bleeding and someone says to you, are you okay? I say, I'm fine. What I really mean is, well, let me bleed out first and see if I still make it through the day. And what they're really thinking is, great, you had to go and hurt yourself and inconvenience everyone.
Mm.
Here's a good one from Wilanda Stubbs, who said, I'm not one to complain, meaning brace yourself. Here comes an onslaught of
always.
Complaints.
Yeah. Every time.
Right. Marilyn Overend says, this is one we didn't cover in the week. When you have a workman over and he says, it's only a 5 minute job, 3 hours later, yeah. They're still fiddling around. When builders say the renovation will take 4 weeks, what they mean is 8 weeks if you're lucky.
Always double whatever a builder says. In terms
double
of time.
The time frame, double
and
the price.
Money.
Yeah.
And then Mary says this, ooh, what a cute baby, trying very hard not to say, I've never seen such an ugly baby.
See, I battle
look the same.
I was the battle with it.
Yeah, there's nothing extraordinary about your baby, but I feel compelled to say something nice.
And Brad says, when the doctors tell you this won't hurt a bit.
Oh, vitamin B injection. Remember, I had that.
That
won't hurt a bit.
Meaning that your eyes are going to pop out and you're going to invent new expletives during the process, right?
Your eyes will pop out.
Oh, I love it. So, you know, we're going to carry this on. I mean, I still want to hear some good examples of this. So we can just stop talking nonsense to each other. We don't always say what we mean. I know. But we don't want to hurt people's feelings, and that's a pretty good motivation. But if you think about it, can we really build trust if people aren't honest? That is why Coronation, which is an authorized financial services provider, is obviously all about how trust is earned, and trust is built one word at a time. With Coronation, they deal with the seen and the unseen in helping you to make your money work for you. So let's just be honest. Say what you mean and do what you say. That is all about integrity. If you missed out on any of the shows this week, you will find all the podcasts on the Coronation page on cliffcentral.com or on the app under Podvitorials. What I would suggest you do is actually send this to people who do this stuff, who say these things. Just send them the podcast.
Yeah.
Don't give it an explanation or anything. Someone says to you, it's really, really good to see you. We must make a plan for coffee. Just send them that
podcast link.
Just send them the link. They'll know what to do.
It'll be buried in there.
Right. And Robin added this one in. She said, you were talking about phrases like, that's interesting. And when someone says, that's interesting, when they really don't mean it. So Robin says, my best mate's late grandfather, who's a German Jew who survived Dachau, once ended an argument with the line, I bow to your superior intelligence, and then walked away. There's no coming back from that.
That's a mic drop of note.
That's great.
Remember that thing, how dare you how dare you?
Insult my intelligence?
No. I should tolerate such diabolical insolence from a microscopic individual whose mental capacity is insufficient to comprehend my meaning. There was a whole thing like that.
Teach Thea that. He'll start using that.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
All right. So that's the end of those conversations for this week. But, who knows? They might. If you've got more examples, let us know about them.
Mm.
Just hashtag it. Let's be honest.
The Money Magnet Seminar with successful multimillionaire Chad Engel is coming to Joburg.
So that Chad can continue being a multimillionaire with your help.
Learn Chad's money magnet secrets to attract wealth.
Secrets like attracting money with pricey seminar tickets and a 6-book series.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account, the seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
Yes, it is Friday. Oh, thank goodness we got here. Gugu, did you come in on the bike today or are you in a car?
Thankfully, I'm in a car this morning. Yeah.
You and Ben with those bikes. In winter, it must be paralyzingly cold.
Gugu was telling some balls, Cliff.
Gugu said he took his gloves off when he came off the highway the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He took his gloves off at the robot, and he was like 100 meters up Ravonia Road, and his hands felt like they were going to fall off. And he's got hand warmers on his handles.
Heats a grip, so yeah. And I had to stop and put those gloves back on.
Freezing.
Yeah.
You say I must grow a pair.
Yeah, it's hard. Both of you.
You got bronchitis.
You had bronchitis.
Oh, yeah, because of a bike. Sure. No, it was because of other things.
Well, Ben's immune system is a little different to the rest of us because he grew up with wolves. That's what it is.
No, just having a bad few months, but I'm healthy now. Look at me.
Have I coughed once? You've sprung back into action.
Look, I'm back in. It's
only been an hour, Ben. We can't hold our breath.
More than enough.
Lee says on our WhatsApp line, 0797-482090. You can also get us on Skype if you would like to. Cliff Central, one word. Lee says, morning, guys. Listening to Tuesday's show and how OJ is now on Twitter.
OJ was great.
You have to YouTube Sacha Baron Cohen interviewing OJ. It's brilliant.
Oh, dear.
It's the weekend, baby. Peace and love. Peace and love, says Lee.
Oh, nice. I wonder what happened in that interview.
It can only have been a mess.
Yeah.
Dori, who works in the office here, is a big fan of 80s music. You know that.
Uh-huh.
Right. And she's excited. Can you guess why?
Who's coming back? We're doing a reunion tour.
Which washed up has-been is coming to South Africa? Well, I think you might like this because... I mean, I'm excited about this. I'll go to this show. And I don't go to any shows.
Mm.
Aha.
Aha.
Remember them?
Take me on.
Right.
Take on me.
That's exactly how they
had a James Bond theme song.
Yes, they did.
In the Living Daylights.
Yeah.
That's such a great song.
It's just such a...
You know that it's one of the most covered songs of all?
What a great music video it was as well.
Oh, it was beautiful.
See, now that's the song I'm playing as I leave today.
Oh,
Pink
right
coming
now.
In, Aha coming
it's
out.
It's just such a happy song, and it's so cute. And like,
Dori
was saying,
so screams 80s.
Dori was saying when she was in high school, she just had posters of Morton Harkett all over her bedroom.
Who didn't?
Oh, so you did too, Ben?
What?
All right, Ben, fantastic.
This is CliffCentral.com.